D&D has come a long way in the past few years. And if you're looking to level up your dice as well as your gameplay, Modern Artifice has you covered. Their artisanal metal dice sets are high-end, look great, and give a satisfying weight to your dice rolls.
Check out their solid metal sets like this Critical Silver Reactor, which even glows in the dark. Or try their hollow frame dice, intricate metal woven into our favorite polyhedral shapes for a truly unique rolling experience.
If you're into something more classic, Modern Artifice has a plethora of colored and themed resin dice sets so you can find the perfect set to match your character.
Feeling adventurous? Try Modern Artifice's mystery dice sets. This grab bag will give you a full set of resin or metal dice. You never know what you'll get, but you know it will always be quality.
So get yourself to modernartifice.com today and use code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. That's GOON10 at checkout for 10% off. Modern Artifice, your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelty.
Phew, that's a fine day's having, and if I do say so myself. Oh, thank you, Zarya. You're welcome, Zarya. Well, hello, little one. What brings a little sparrow to my window? Hold on now. My sister had the deft touch with the humble folk, not I, but she taught me a trick or two. Ami animali. Now, what can I do for you? Sang Zor's horns. Is that you, Pasha? Oh, lad, that's a fine idea. But you know, I think it would mean even more coming from you. She misses you terribly. I don't know that she'd tell it aloud, but I can see it in her eyes and the way she walks. It would mean a lot, I think, just to let her know you're okay. Well, I won't push it, laddie. I shall do as ye ask. I'm sure she'll love it. Well, I do love mushrooms, me boy, but this one'll just be on the house. A favour for a friend, let's call it. Are you sure I can't convince you to stay for a while? Well, they'll all be awake in a couple of hours. Maybe just to say hello? Okay, young Pasha. That'll do. Are you safe? Do you have what you need? Aye then. I'll begin work post-haste. Fly safe. To be young.
Hey Dungeoneers, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Strahdcast. If you like what we do here, remember to follow us on YouTube or subscribe via your favorite podcast app to get notified every time we release new episodes. Thanks again, and take your listen with advantage.
When last we left our heroes, they reached the ancient keep of Argenbost Holt and found its ghastly defenders. Entering the hold, our heroes were confronted by Knight Commander Owain Horngard, the revenant of a warrior whom Strahd once felled, now dedicated to keeping the devil locked inside his own foggy prison. Following a short, deadly duel, the Knight Commander's assault was stayed by Sir Godfrey Gwythlen, the commander's fellow knight and confidant. From Sir Godfrey, our heroes learned the sad history of the once great keep, as well as Argenvost's true reason for building it where he did. To serve as the last line of defense for what dwells within the Amber Temple. Horngard's patience is not infinite, and our heroes must leave the hold soon. What awaits them on the road to Berez? Find out now on the Strahdcast.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
Sir Godfrey, tell me, the name Rahardin seemed to perk your ears up.
It strikes me as odd, and yet I am not surprised in the least to find he still draws breath.
Was he a snake before, too?
Though I am loath to cast judgment, yes.
I'm not loath to cast judgment. He's a snake now.
Rahardin always wanted to be friends with the strongest one. I think that's why he came to Argenvost in the first. And as the days dragged on and our defeat became more and more certain, well, he wanted to cozy up with the winner.
And what was he to you?
A member of our order.
Ah, very well.
I suppose, if he still lives, the last. A troubling thought.
Yeah.
May I ask, before, outside of Rahardin, have you met any other elves in your travels?
Not since coming here, right?
He means Inbro.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to ask, like, meta-wise, how like,
no. What was Rudolph again?
Well, Rudolph, when he was pretending to be
Rictavia
was a half elf.
Oh, right.
But again,
he took it off. He's what is
that
he?
Was just his
old man
disguise.
When he takes it off.
Yeah, he's human.
Okay.
Is Esmeralda human?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think
we've met any.
Yeah, you have not.
We have not.
We will sit here for 3 hours going through every NPC.
Other than Rahadin and now Sir Godfrey, no, you have not seen any other elves.
No. Rahadin was the only other elf that we met. We knew we had a companion half-elf, but...
But we had a companion half-elf, but he was coming from the outside.
Yes, and you would not have known him.
Oh.
Is that... How come? That's... How come?
I have not been able to leave this place in many centuries, and I simply wondered how my people fared.
I know somebody that looks like you.
You do?
At least, it's been a long time since I've seen her, but I knew somebody that looks like you.
And how do you mean?
I went to school with somebody that looked like you.
Oh, a drow, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes. I am close, but not exactly.
Oh.
You see, I am a band of wanderers who took home in this valley many ages ago. We were dissenters. We did not seek to live under the control of the Spider Queen. And so we left the Underdark many ages ago and made our own life. Being not of the light like our long-lost surface-dwelling ancestors, nor fully under Loth's spell, we chose to call ourselves the Dusk Elves.
The Underdark, you say?
The Spider Queen,
you say?
Well,
that is where many of our progenitors still find their home, yes?
Well, yes, I did not know that... And you were able to access... Well, perhaps that was centuries ago. Zenobia from the Underdark.
We travelled far in our search for a place to find our own. It was here we found peace.
That is interesting. That tells me that Zenobia was once accessible from where we come from.
Oh, yeah. I had never heard of Zenobia before.
Neither had I.
It was chosen for its remoteness. I believe that's why the temple was placed here. It was far removed from any of the explored world that we knew. It was Argenvost who revealed its location to us all those centuries ago.
Well, yes, an ancient dragon would know of it.
There's nothing else you can tell us about that place?
The temple?
Mm-hmm.
If something within it was set loose, and that is what the cause of all of this madness is, it is a creature you must not try to face lightly. It will be beyond any in this valley. Perhaps even the devil himself.
So there was the evil wizards, but they didn't make what's in the Ember Temple.
No,
just found it.
They were good-aligned wizards, wanting to keep these dark spirits and dark evil forces in one place, locked up in a jail, you might say. It was all too much for one place, however, and the place fell into shadow ages ago.
But you think that in there, you think that, like, all of that bad stuff has made one creature? Or do you think there is, like, one creature who has always been there?
That I cannot say for certain.
Regardless, that temple was a place of evil still. But it sounds like we must venture into the ruins of Beres.
Yeah.
Very well. Have you anything, any knowledge that you think would aid us?
In what regard?
In facing the Swamp Witch.
Ah, an excellent question. Little is known about her. Little was known of the woman she was before she became what she is now. But as the legends go, it was not the devil's mother who raised him, for she passed bringing him to this world. In fact, the nurturing presence in his life was his nursemaid. What her name was before, no one can say. But the legends tell that she crept to his crib by night and whispered spells in his ear as he slept, turning him to a powerful wizard.
Do you think that's true?
I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't take myth at least a little seriously.
And do we know if this Swamp Witch had any accord with this evil that dwelled in the temple?
Far as I can tell, no. She seemed selectively bound to Strud himself, but she is no less formidable for the lack.
Why would she want to whisper spells in his ear?
As the legends go, and as I recall, she loved him, thought of him as her own child, wanted to see him grow up big and strong, I suppose.
Everything is so sad.
It is a dark and sad place, Winnie.
Yeah.
In the hope of speaking to Argenvorst and knowing the knowledge that he holds and the keys that he holds to this valley is enough to give me hope to continue on to meet the swamp witch.
Yeah. You're going to get to talk to Argenvorst.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Sir Godfrey, Sir Godfrey.
Yes, little one.
What do you do all day?
An excellent question. As I may have mentioned a bit already, my area of expertise was learning, knowledge, and books. And though I am past these hands and eyes still work well enough to read, and so I content myself learning the history of this land and this place best I can, in the hopes that perhaps one day my liege lord is made whole, and I may rest.
Are you bored? Have you read everything?
Even upon a reread, there is always something new to find.
I like that.
Aye, indeed. And mostly, I look out for Owain. He carries a heavy burden.
If there was one piece of information that you could impart to us upon us leaving, what would it be?
I may be able to impart to you with you even more than that, if it is your aim to try to bring my liege lord's skull back to its resting place. I cannot venture forth with you in this quest, but I can offer you Prose of Protectorates, Dictate 7, Auxiliaria, temporary members into the fold to fight in times of dire need. And he kind of turns and he makes his way over to this huge chest of drawers and he swings the drawers wide open and hanging from this rack, like weathered and aged and covered in a thick layer of dust, but it is all these golden sashes. Go forth. Wearing our colors, it would do my heart great good to know our standard is being flown once again in the valley.
Wow.
Drogar will run over and will grab a small, like one of the, I guess the smallest sash that he can find. And we'll kind of look to Winnie and we'll just go and we'll drape it on her so that she has this gold sash. And then he'll be like, Well, now hold on. And he'll take the pins and he'll just like kind of like put them, like pin them onto the sash for her. You know, it's like we have to show the accomplishments, right? The blue ribbon there. And
the boss of where,
yes.
Gourd of the year.
Can't forget. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Cass. Gourd of the year.
Gourd of the year.
Pinning your badges.
Yeah, putting the badges on there. And then Drogar wants to actually look in there to see if there is a standard.
All the sashes have a standard emblazoned onto it, and it's the same image that's on the front of Strahd's armor. It's that golden dragon.
I think what Drogar is looking for is a battle standard. He's looking to see like if there is a flag.
I got you. In there. That's a good idea. Not in the cupboard, but if maybe you mention it to Sir Godfrey.
Yeah, Sir Godfrey.
Yes.
I, being a knight of the Order of Tyr, for where I come from, I do not have my battle standard with me, but I would be honored if I could carry yours into battle.
The honor, Master Dragonborn. It'd be all mine.
And he moves his way over to like this big kind of like, it almost looks like a throne. And sat over top of it is like, yeah, it's like that, the sort of Roman legion flag, the vertical flag, right? Held in a standard. And it's got that golden dragon on it. And he kind of like goes behind the throne and like, shoot, you kind of like it goes up on a pole and he comes back around. And when it was just waving over the high back chair of this throne, but as he brings it around, he hands it to you. It's a battle flag on a standard and that's a golden dragon on a red field.
Yeah, Drogar will take that standard and he slides it through his belt loop and it like kind of goes into his waist and he goes,
well, very well. It seems we have a quest to complete.
You have all now received sashes of the golden dragon.
Whoop.
It gives you resistance to fire damage.
What?
Keeps you warm in cold weather.
Oh, oh my God.
Okay, could have used this a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
Hindsight 2020. Yeah.
What was the first thing?
Resistance to fire damage. And the flag, Drogar, let's say once per long rest, you can give everybody advantage on a saving throw.
Cool.
With the battle standard.
Oh, I love that.
With the battle standard.
Yeah, like Warcry.
Once per long rest.
That's so cool.
Sir Godfrey.
Yes.
Would you would you be so kind as to escort us out of your halt?
I certainly would. Yes. Follow me.
Yes.
And he kind of leans. I certainly would. And here we are talking away, growing closer and closer to the end of our hour. As I walk you down, if there are any other questions or anything else I can do for you, I am happy to oblige. And yeah, he sort of starts leading you back towards the entrance of Argenvost Holt.
We want to kill Strahd, but I don't like the sound of unleashing ancient evil on everywhere when we do that. I don't know. And any advice for how to not do that part, but also still kill Strahd?
Any advice on not unleashing ancient evil?
Any advice on not unleashing ancient evil on the world?
Seeing as I'm part of the order that failed to stop it in the first, I don't know if my advice would be of much use to you.
Wrong person to ask. Got it. Thanks for your help.
Kaz, I think you are onto something, though. So, Godfrey, I think it is safe to say that defeating the devil is simply not the end of the task, but that the evil must be squared away or destroyed as well.
Which one comes first?
Based on what we learned from the abbot, I don't think we can kill Strahd until whatever's in that temple has been taken care of.
Right.
Kaz, your deduction is getting better and better by the day.
You're really smart.
I mean, that's nice of you.
It's the truth.
I'm like a little bit wise in like a street smarts kind of way, but my build is really not optimized for intelligence. Let me put it this way. I know.
If you had to assign a number.
if you had to assign a number value to that stat.
I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that tomatoes do not go in a fruit salad.
Of course. But you do not know that tomato is a fruit.
I don't care.
Right.
Is it?
I would also listen.
Is it really?
Hot take. I would also take out the honeydew and cantaloupe because fuck that.
I agree. I don't
no
like
one eats
them
it anyway.
It's not good.
Give me the berries and the pineapples.
It's all about the berries.
Oh, that's Owain's favorite fruit is honeydew. Always honeydew this, honeydew that.
I can't even make fun of you for that.
These gays are trying to kill me.
Anyway, no, I don't think we can kill Strahd. Also, meta knowledge, the module's called Curse of Strahd. The final battle's got to be against him, so we got to do all the other shit first.
Okay.
Either way.
But Kaz didn't say that. Kay said that in a funny voice.
Well, Sir Godfrey, as I am a knight and the honor that serves me, I hereby swear my oath to you that as long as I breathe, as long as I live, I will free you and your lover from the hold that this place keeps on you. So I swear it as Drogar Stonebreath of the Knights of Tyr.
And Drogar will bring his mace up to his head and just kind of do the honorary bow.
Though my life and death is sworn to the Draco Dictati, my good graces are still mine to do with what I should please. I wish you luck, all of you.
Sir Godfrey.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing about Owain?
Owain. Our code, the Draco Dictati, the oath which we swear to uphold, that gives us our power. It starts with the Prima Dictate, evil must be defeated. And then you have the Pen Prima Dictati. If evil cannot be defeated, evil is to be contained. And from there, it goes into the call of arms, the prose of Protectore, and all the like. And from there, it sort of just devolves into, you know, the pose of graces, sort of ways to live by your life. And simple sort of, you know, customary pleasantries and the like, which
Drogar
you have seen demonstrated.
Puts an arm around you and is like,
you see, yes, a lot of it is just really rabble. It's more of guidelines.
It is entirely. Yes. The whole thing is grandly exhausting, but you know, dragons.
And words. Anyway, I swear, half these 300 years of my life, I had to memorize those damn words. Anyway.
Not many of us took it too seriously beyond the prime dictates. It's an awful lot to keep memorized. Oh, but Owain knew every word. I took it very seriously.
Did you tell him that you liked him, or did he tell you that he liked you first.
Do you know, I have not seen a living soul in centuries, and these are not the questions I would have expected to answer upon the first meet, but somehow I'm so glad they are. Forgive me.
And he kind of just like, he goes to wipe a tear, but none appears there, you know?
What was your question?
Did he say that he liked you first, or did you tell him that you liked him first?
I was the first to say the words, though he was the first to show indeed.
A man of action. I like it.
Okay.
I think I would have liked to meet him.
Yes. Ever since Strahd, well, he's carried that wound with him for all of his after days. I want nothing more than for him to be able to forgive himself.
Allow us to give you the tools to do that.
I would be most grateful.
We're gonna forgive the fuck out of him.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Cass. Very good.
I'm very eloquent, as we've established very recently.
Then go in peace and friendship. Though it is not much to be seen these days, Argenvost Holt will be a safety to you.
Thank you for being so nice.
Thank you for coming. It has been a long time since I had a friendly chat.
I saw a vision.
Indeed.
Of you and your company, of Argenvost on the battlefield. Bodies littered, mass flame covering the field, and a brilliant golden dragon trading blows with the devil himself.
You were granted a vision of my lord, then?
It was a sign.
And as you say that, Drogarn, you're kind of approaching the front doors now. You kind of turn, you know, you're kind of reach the front doors and all turn in maybe a bit of a semicircle to appraise each other. And as you say that, Drogar, a shadow moves across the cathedral with wings spread wide. And it kind of just like just passes over and then is gone.
I think there is hope yet. Still, he may rest. And you may be the best of that hope.
He gives a grand bow. With... without a stitch in his side this time.
Great. Yeah, Sir Godfrey returns it in kind.
Very well. Winnie, come on now. Let's let them rest. Let's let them have the time.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Thank you.
She adjusts her golden Girl Scout badge.
Looks quite fetching on you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think as we're leaving, Kaz goes out last and just takes one final turn back towards the cathedral and just like shouts to no one in this like big booming echo.
Warriors died fighting here with grudges unavenged. I will avenge your grudges. You share them with someone else I care about. Karg, Ark.
She gives herself a big old like wham thud on the chest and turns to go.
Give me a perception check, Kaz.
Perception? Okay.
Come on.
Let me pull up my character sheet.
You feel a bristle on the wind.
Perception. 18.
As you speak this to the shadowy ruin, you see up on top of one of the ramparts, again, that shadowy figure of Owain standing there, cloak flapping in the breeze, just looking down at you all as you kind of turn to go.
I look up to Owain and like put my mace up and kind of drop it down and go,
Well fought, old chap. Well fought.
He does not move nor speak.
And then I get into the cart
and
I will take, I'm sure we have like a leather, some straps or something. Rope. We have something, right?
I have 20 feet of rope.
Yeah, no, I made a point to buy rope recently. I think I have a hump and feet of Hendred.
Hump and feet of Hendred, and we are here to rope.
Yes, I
do. The fuck is up, daddies?
I have 100 feet of hemp and rope.
Great. Jorgar will cut off like 3 feet of that and tie he will tie the battle standard.
99, 98, 97.
No, get the fuck out of here. really counting it. Like encumbrance. Are we really counting encumbrance?
I have a character sheet with increment buttons. What do you expect me to do?
Jesus wept.
97 feet of hempen rope.
So,
you're welcome.
So Drogar will fasten the standard to the cart.
Great.
Oh,
and as
awesome.
as it's fastened to great. It, we just see the banner like... Okay. And it like snaps open, like snaps up, and we see the golden dragon on the field of blood.
Fantastic. That is amazing.
All right, that's a good use of 3 feet of rope, I approve.
Wow.
Kaz cuts off 6 inches. It's like, you didn't need all that.
I just show him the tail on the knot. Yeah.
You wasted 6 inches of my rope.
Wow, I love that.
You see this, Frey? You didn't cauterize it right.
I'm afraid not.
That's it. That's all you get.
That was 2 and 1, so I think that counts as 1.
Okay. that was all of yours. You just met all of them all at once.
You know what? I'm the one with the mixer, so deal with it.
Oh.
Deal with it, baby.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I have no power here.
So yeah. Anything else anybody wants? So that's what you got.
No, I'm just wondering where we should go now.
Well, we have...
There's a lot that we need in Berez.
We
got to go to there.
Ruins
are we
of
Berez
are
there?
Kind of at the top of our to-do list.
Are we just going there right now?
Drogar needs to rest.
Well, yeah, we're not going to go there today.
Oh,
we're,
yeah.
We're gonna, like, we're going to probably...
Is there a pit stop somewhere we can make conveniently?
Not really. You're kind of already on the way to Berez is the thing.
Yeah.
Could Drogar take a... sleep in the wagon, and
I'm sure we could do a wagon camp.
Yeah,
we
we'll probably
need to do
camp
a wagon
on the way
camp.
There. I doubt we'll like even if we wanted to go there,
take a risk and roll for wolves.
I think even if we wanted to go there, we would need to rest for a night.
Yeah,
just because of right. Like just because of geography.
Right. So you're not very far. Here's the thing, right? So
okay, oh, that's right. They are like right next to
yeah,
each other,
they
aren't
are.
They?
So Argenboss Holt is Q.
Yeah,
and then the ruins are here.
Oh my gosh!
So you're kind of right there.
Yeah.
So if you want to, like, camp, make camp and rest.
I was going to say, why don't we make it right out front of the Holt?
Let's just set up camp.
Perhaps safer here than we are closer to Berez. Yeah.
So you see the wagon starts to go down, and Drogar is like,
I'm sleepy.
And he just goes, and he, like, turns Desi, and they turn back around. I imagine we just see Owain just being like,
just giving a very ghostly
like grabbing the sword getting ready again, and then he sees us and we like hop down and we're like,
well, I did just say leave the hole, not necessarily you couldn't say outside the hole. I checks out.
Yeah. we're just going to set up camp here for the night.
Pros of protocol dictate 8 that outside may be lent as shelter to those in need.
Yes. And we'll have a good view of what's coming up. Thank you! And Drogar will set up the kind of the big tent that we have. And
mm-hmm. Let's build a fire. And
I feel like at this point we have like an attachment that comes off of the wagon. You know, like...
We press a button, a robotic arm comes out.
Like a Winnebago.
Yeah. Like out of the
or
side
we
of
just,
the...
Or we have like...
A Winnebago?
Hey!
A Winnebago!
Everybody in the Winnebago!
Yeah! But like, I imagine that it's just a roll of canvas that rolls out and then just 2 sticks go in. So it creates a little bit of a canopy.
Sure. I buy that. Why not?
I feel like we know how to set up camp.
You guys got your system by this point, for sure.
Anyway, Drogar will start a small fire and
great. Yeah, and you make camp. All right.
What time is it? Is there still daylight? I can't remember.
I think at this point it's probably going to be like it won't be evening yet, but we're getting into it. We'll say it's like 4 or 5. I think at this stage.
Okay.
Having traveled from Yesterhill this morning mm-hmm. and arriving here. Yes. Yes.
Maybe we took mm-hmm. a nice like ham hock from the boar.
Oh
yeah.
Dried it out, made some jerky.
Yeah, you would have no trouble getting provisions for this trip. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Winnie, do you think there are any smooth stones around
That's
here?
That's what I was going to say. This one's going to say, do you need any help? I'm going to take a walk around.
Yes.
Just the tree line.
You of can course, see within eyesight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These mountains look pretty jagged. I hope there's a couple of smooth ones.
Okay. Okay, just yell if you need me. I'm just going to walk just right around the tree line, and I'm going to come back when it gets too dark.
Yell if you need any of us, too. That goes both ways.
Okay.
And we'll give you a call when it's ready.
Okay. I'm going to take a walk around the tree line at Argenbosht Holt, and I'm going to look for rocks.
Okay. Just by yourself?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, yeah, give me a survival check.
I don't like how quick you were to say great at her being by herself by the tree line.
I don't like he said that.
It's too late now.
I don't like your tone.
Part of this, what I wanted to say too is Olaf. Olaf is also, but okay, not like kind of opposite side of the circle. Olaf is like just walking around the outskirts of camp just because I don't think Olaf quite knows what to do with himself right now. Mm-hmm. So
sure.
But he's also given Winnie space, so he's not close to Winnie, but maybe can see Winnie, but like maybe the opposite side of like the camp kind of. He's circling mm-hmm. around as she's circling around.
Yep. Also, do you seriously expect me, Kay, to believe that when Drogar said, maybe there are some smooth rocks around, that you weren't actually just casting guidance surreptitiously?
Come on,
you old dragon dad.
Sure.
Guidance. Take that guidance. Oh, and by the way, you're within, this doesn't count as a saving throw, does it? This is a check, right?
It's just a check.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say the standard, you're within feet of this, you're within the distance of the standard, so.
Yeah, but let's say if you want to put a distance on it, let's put it like 30 feet or something around you, but yeah.
Okay.
With all of that, it's an 11.
Survival?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you head out into the forest, Winnie, and you're looking around. You're kind of combing the forest floor, the edge of the tree line. You're not finding anything, but at the edge of your hearing, you sort of start to hear a little bit of the babbling of water. And so you follow the sound,
mm-hmm.
And you come across what just looks like a little creek, right? Just that, like a thin trickle of water cutting through the forest floor, presumably leading off and joining a tributary and emptying into the Luna River. What do you want to do?
Wow. I'm going to go up to it and stick my hand in.
The water is icy cold. Yeah. But as you pull your fingers out and the ripples kind of fade and, you know, your reflection almost comes into view in the water surface. And as it stills, you can see all these beautiful, erosion worn stones at the bottom of the little creek.
Whoa.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to just stick my hand in and just rake my hand across the bottom for a second and then just pull my hand up still underwater and shake it so that all the sediment comes off.
Great. Give me another survival check with advantage.
A bit of sifting.
Hopefully you don't get poop like Ned did.
No poop.
There's gold in them hills.
Roll for poop.
Survival.
Huh?
22.
Dang.
Great. Oh, great. Winnie, you comb your hand along the bottom of the riverbed. And as you kind of bring it up and pan, almost like a gold, mm-hmm, you know, like
exactly.
like panhandling, like a gold miner. what comes away is the most idyllic, perfectly smooth, small. It would be the keystone piece, the top of whatever this is that you are aiming to create. And it's sort of like a pale, almost like eggshell color.
Wow.
Give me a strength saving throw.
What?
Oh no.
For why?
Oh my god.
Fuck. Is it really heavy?
15.
You careen forward into the creek.
Oh my god.
As something shoves you, and you're lifted bodily up in the air, and you fall into the creek.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I just like, with this rock in my hand, I feel like as I get, fucking shoved, I don't know what's going on. I just like turn, I hold it to my chest, and I turn and duck. So that, like, I'm going in, like, on my shoulder towards my back.
Give me
so I can
acrobatics or sleight of hand.
Oh, my good lord. 23.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, you manage to tuck and roll and hold the stone against your chest and keep hold of it as you splash into the creek. Yeah, you come up out of it and the water's freezing cold and your clothes are immediately soaked and you kind of like come up and you're whirling your head around. Mm-hmm. Laughing on the side of the small creek is Anastria.
Higgledy piggledy wallaby sock. What's wrong with Trevor?
Bolahulla flu.
Sounds like he's been afflicted with the curse of Babel. Uh-oh, I'll get the hammer of curse breaking.
Soup snakes!
Wait, there may be an easier way. Have you heard of Let Us Build a Tower?
You mean the new TTRPG set in the mythic Bronze Age, where adventurers must navigate an epic mega dungeon crawl filled with traps and treasures that changes its layout each time the players enter?
The very same. I climbed a few floors this morning, and using Let Us Build a Tower's unique Babel Stone mechanic, I can create miraculous spells. Let's see, if I combine the stone for enchantment and the stone for break, I've got myself a nifty remove curse spell. Finally! Now, Trevor, what were you trying to tell us?
That Let Us Build a Tower is live on Kickstarter until December 28th.
Backers will also receive early access to the Let Us Build a Tower generator, a downloadable web app that automatically generates tower floors, making dungeon construction a breeze.
Well, what do you say we jump back into a game and get cursed all over again?
Not if I get coist foist! Climb the tower, seek the throne, or die a legend trying. Head to Kickstarter and search Let Us Build a Tower to become a backer today. Let Us Build a Tower, a mythic Bronze Age adventure in Babel.
Son of a...
Don't scream. It's time to be quiet. I have something to say to you. I am mad at you! You stole something from me and I want it back.
No, it's mine now.
Since when?
Since I made it mine.
It's not for you, stupid.
Don't call
it
me.
Doesn't fit your fat face.
Don't call me stupid.
Whatever. I want it back, or I will drain your blood into this river.
Drain my blood into this river, bitch.
You said a bad word.
It's mine now. I made it mine. It has tusks and everything.
You want to play a game?
No, I don't want to do anything with you. Why don't you just leave us alone?
Because that's not fun. Fine. You can keep the stupid mask. I don't want it anymore. Give me that rock.
No, I want it. I found it. It's mine.
You took something from me. I am going to take something from you. That's the way the world works.
I reach in the water and splash it on her.
Roll a hit.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What do I even add if I'm not casting a spell?
Do like an unarmed strike. Yeah, just roll a d20.
4.
You go to splash the water and she vanishes in like a puff of smoke and then reappears. She's up in a tree looking down at you.
It's just you and me here to play this game. No grown-ups to keep you safe. Give me the rock.
Why?
Because I want something that you like.
Why?
Because you have... All of you have ruined my life! Everything was fun before, but now I can't keep track of the rules. Everyone is mad, everyone is screaming, everyone is fighting. I'm so tired of it all.
I don't know how to help you.
You can help me by giving me that rock!
This rock is not gonna do anything for you.
It will have. We'll have something I can hold on to, and that's more than I can say for now.
How did you end up there?
Like you care.
I do care.
Long ago, my parents were the keepers of some city. I don't know what. Doesn't matter anyway. I had a wonderful childhood, full of games and fun and beautiful locales. Wonderful it was. A doting mother, a loving father. I was happy as a little one could be. But one day, my father started to grow anxious. I would ask him, Papa, what bothers you? And every day he would say, oh, nothing, little one. I just had to part with something precious to me today. And I miss it. And I asked, Papa, what is it you had to part with? And he said, well, today it was my prized bear. The one I got in a hunt for your birthday. Do you remember? The next time it was a painting of a boat. And the next time it was gold. And the next time It was me.
No.
So you see, I don't have anything. So I would like that rock, please.
I really want this rock, though.
You can give it to me or I can spill your blood.
You don't want to spill my blood.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It's fun.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I know because I've spilled people's blood and it's not fun.
What do you know about anything? Your life is so easy. I bet you don't have to follow rules. I bet you don't have to eat at specific times. I bet you don't have to... You can dress the way you want to. I bet you don't have anyone come to you in the middle of the night and drain your blood. It's not fun anymore.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
It's not.
I don't want you to have to do that anymore.
Too bad. We don't get to decide what happens to us.
How old are you? How old are you, like, really, how old are you?
I don't know.
How old were you before, with the bear and the boat and everything?
The last I can remember, my papa gave me a cake with 14 candles.
14?
But it has been many years since that. Whatever. This is silly. This is going nowhere. I suppose you think your heroic friends are going to come and save you at any moment, so I guess I should go.
No, you're going to spill my blood in the creek or whatever.
Yeah, next time.
It's...
that it's... face. Yeah, me too.
I know. I don't want Strahd to bug you anymore. It makes me really sad and scared.
It's fine.
Is it fine?
It was fine until you came along and ruined it.
I don't think we did it. It's not our fault.
It's your fault.
You know it's
everything
not
changed our... when you came.
Yeah, I bet it did. Because somebody was there showing that he was doing bad stuff. Anastria, I don't like that he comes and bugs you in the middle of the night. I don't like it.
It still hurts.
I don't like that.
Whatever. You don't care about me.
Whatever, whatever. Yes, I do. I'm not from here. I'm here. I've got to be here for a reason. I don't like this, and I want it to stop.
Fine, I won't kill you this time. Your father is... Your dragon father is probably on your way to rescue anyway, so I should go. I should slip away. But next time I see you...
What if I can help?
No one can help me. No one has been able to help me in 400 years.
If somebody... You know how to help you. How can I help you?
Leave. Jump off a cliff. Leave me and my sister. Leave us alone.
Does it make it worse, what we're doing?
It makes him angry. He's scary when he's angry.
Yeah.
Whatever. I have to go. The sun is coming up. I have to drain someone else's blood. And she turns into a bat and... Winnie! Winnie!
Winnie just starts splashing in the water. She just starts, like, punching fists in the water. Like she's trying to throw buckets of water out of the creek. She gets down on her hands and knees and is just like pounding the floor of the creek. And there's just water splashing in her face. And then she just starts like screaming like...
Aah! Everybody give me a perception check. Yeah.
Jurgen definitely hears that. It's a 19 on the die.
21.
Yeah, it's a 23 for me.
13.
Giddy up. Everybody hears Winnie's cries. Yeah, from the, off in the tree line.
Jurgen sprints. Jurgen, like,
sprints. They sound pained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? You, as you start to, at the, you know, you rage, Winnie, and at the edge of hearing, you start to hear, you know, your compatriots kind of make their way through the forest. Is there anything else you want to do?
I tuck that rock into my bag. Mm-hmm. I check in my bag and make sure my skull mask is still there.
It is.
And then I'm just, I'm standing in the water, spinning around, looking up into the treetops, seeing if I can see where she went.
Give me a perception check.
I think you start to hear the clanging of plate armor.
Yeah.
19.
You see just across the faint suggestion of the moon against the clouds, you feel see just like a little dot crisscross the moon on wing. She's flying away.
Winnie, you're soaked. Are you all right?
I don't know.
What happened? How did you end up in the creek?
I don't know.
Kaz goes to feel the water and feels how cold it is and immediately just like goes back to the desert and thinks you have like sun sickness or something. So she just like goes right up to you and like violently checks your temperature.
I don't want to. I don't want to talk about it right now. And I'm going to try and walk away.
You do so.
Drogar is not going to like physically stop you, but as you're walking away, he will put his hand out. Like he's not going to touch you, but he's going to put his hand out in your way, and he's going to go,
"I know you're angry, but you gave all of us quite a scare."
I didn't do anything.
Maybe she needs to be angry.
Maybe. You are allowed to feel what you want to feel.
I don't want to. I'm going to just try and duck under your arm and just, I'm not running off into the woods or anything. I'm just walking back across the field towards the cart.
Camp. All right.
Mm-hmm. You do so. The rest of you remain at the edge of the tree line.
Yeah. So well, Olaf, like as he got into view and he saw Kaz and Drogar and Winnie there, he like stopped and just like kind of turned around and went back to doing what he was doing and like giving you guys space. Mm-hmm. So he's just still walking the perimeter.
I think I'd go back and sit with the at the fire, holding my knees up against my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Kaz is the, you know, very the laissez-faire one in this situation. She's go just walk, just like ooh, just walks by you and like she doesn't even look at Winnie. Just says,
"Let me know if you need anything."
And just goes up back to whatever she was doing. But yeah, like, Kaz is definitely one to let her be feeling how she needs to feel. Not knowing anything about Anastria or anything like that.
I don't dote. I'm not the doting type.
Oh, we know.
I don't dote. No one doted on me.
Drogar will come back to the fire and we'll go to like the back of the cart and we'll take his breastplate off and we'll take his armor off, so he has his kind of robes and his tabard underneath. Yeah, and he'll just kind of stand within eyesight of Winnie, but not like sitting with her, but he'll be standing like right at the edge of the fire, just kind of looking out over this pretty beautiful landscape. With the hills and the trees. And
it is. It's kind of clear and open here in a way that much of the rest of the valley is not. And the quiet here with the keep overlooking you, that it gives some sense of safety and shelter, at least, just standing there as a monument. And you can see pretty far in all directions from this sort of, like, vantage on which it is sat.
Yeah, I think eventually, like, Olaf comes back with, like, a bundle of sticks. And he, like, kind of puts them next to the fire, maybe puts a couple on the fire. And he'll do a sly glance at Winnie to see if she looks at him. And whatever Winnie does will depend on what he does.
You're just standing there.
Yeah, like, so I just like put wood next to the fire, then put a little wood down, and then just like kind of glance over at you and then keep going. So like, I don't know if you glanced up at all or if you're just staring at the fire.
Everyone is available to Winnie. But yeah, what are you thinking, Winnie?
I'm staring into the fire. I really can't figure out what to do.
Yeah, so he doesn't say anything, and then he looks at Kaz and Drogar and just says, "I'll take first watch," and then just back to the perimeter.
Winnie, sitting around the fire, pulls out her scrap piece of paper and starts writing again.
Okay.
I feel like Kaz, as like she demonstrably starts doing something very essential yet also very violent. Like, I don't know if we have like, I don't know if we still have like the skin of the boar or something, but she just starts, but it like, if it were the skin of the boar, she would just like start tanning it, like the process of like scraping on, like just something really,
yeah, defo,
something really like, I think, I don't know. I think she just wants to like be in that sort of like ride the bee's angry place where she can tell Winnie is, just to sort of like make like, cause like I said, Kaz does not dote. She's not going to go up to Winnie and be like, "How you feeling, honey?" Like, she's going to just be like, "All right, you're angry. Let's be angry." And like, she's just going to like, if this were, you know, if this were modern day, she would just like turn the boombox to some heavy metal and just start headbanging.
Mm-hmm. Pour tequila shots.
Pour some tequila shots, yeah. If this were modern day and your character were over 21.
That's great. Let's say you're sharpening a knife to begin tanning. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. She'll do that.
Yeah, it's sharpening a knife on like a leather strip or something.
Perfect.
You know?
And when it's really sharp, she'll throw it into a tree.
Fuck that tree.
Just don't pick the one that Olaf is in.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Olaf.
Yeah, because Olaf's climbed up a tree and has just, like, made a spot to chill and keep watch.
Sentry duty.
Sorry, I failed my perception check. I didn't see you up there.
Yeah.
Now I know how Artemis felt.
It's canon.
Winnie counts all the words on her paper.
Okay.
And circles it.
Okay. You all, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's an awkward camp.
Yeah.
Okay, this got weird. Good night.
Good night, Gaz.
It suddenly gets really quiet, and I look up from my writing to see where everybody is.
Where is everybody? Kaz sharpening her knife around the fire. Olaf off in a tree somewhere. So I don't know if you see Olaf. What's Drogar doing?
Drogar's like back turned kind of at the edge of the light of the fire, the warmth of the fire. He's just kind of, his arms are crossed and he's looking at the sky and he's looking for breaks in the clouds. Hmm. You know, he's looking for the hope. And he's also just taking a moment to really admire the hills and the trees and the breeze. And
you can see, I mean, Godfrey sort of described it beforehand. He sort of described the prior to Strahd, the idyllic beauty of this place. And you can get glimpses of it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Has darkness fallen?
Yeah, at this point, let's say, yeah, for sure. You can hear the Luna River off in the distance, just at the faintest edge of hearing, and the crackling of the fire.
I look up at Kaz sharpening her knife, and I say, I'll be right back.
Shout if you need anything.
And I'm going to walk away, but not towards the tree line.
Okay.
I get up and turn the opposite direction. I'll just take, like, enough steps away to where when there's like stillness of night and voice carries, I can still see everybody perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But if I speak quietly, no one will hear me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sit down like on the grounds of Argenbosht Hold. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cast Sending.
Okay. Who and what do you send? To whom and what do you send?
Let me do one last count. Yeah. I'm going to send a message to Pasha.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let me get my tissues.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to sit down crisscross applesauce with my little piece of paper that I've been writing and rewriting on since I had that first conversation with Irina. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sit down facing the fire. I can still see everyone. And I'm going to cast Sending. And I'm going to say, name days should be spent with friends. And that means you. Would you do me the honor of attending festivities in celebration of my birth?
Long time passes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just takes the little piece of paper and holds it to her chest and lays down on the grass.
Okay, great. Anything else for the evening? Anything else, Winnie? No?
I think that's all for now.
I think Drogar will take the second watch.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're so beautiful.
Just crying a little bit. Okay, you can say that a few more times. That's okay. Say that as much as you want.
You're so beautiful.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank oh you. My that gosh. Helps. That helps. Not that I need it. It's okay.
Yeah, Drogar will take the second watch.
Okay. Oh, God. All right.
Don't. We can't play D&D now.
No.
Do it. We have
no,
to play D&D.
No, I rolled for wolves, but there are no wolves there. Okay.
But also, the wolves are our friends now. You're the boss of wolves.
You're the boss of wolves, yeah.
So roll for something else.
And also, we're in a dopely defensible position. So.
Very true.
Yeah, it's nice here.
Come fucking see me, wolves. Olaf's got something up his sleeve for you. Bitch-ass wolves.
I feel so bad about Olaf. We're just all going through stuff still. It's a hard time to host a new friend.
I know. Oh,
I think Drogar will go to the tree and attempt to relieve Olaf from his post. So you hear like...
Oi, you trying to wake up the whole forest?
Oh, shit.
Yes, I tend to have that effect on people. Disadvantage on stealth checks, you see. No matter what I roll, it always wakes me up. My stealth rolls are trash. No, Olaf, I was only seeking to wake you up. Your turn is over. I'll take the second watch.
You went through quite a fight there, old man. Why don't you let me take your watch too? I'm fine up here.
Well, twist my arm, why don't you?
I'll see you in the morning.
I'm sorry if we don't seem welcoming. It's not intentional.
Aye, Master Drogar. We all got our own things we're dealing with. I'm happy to do a job.
We are honored to have you with us.
I hope I can prove your faith worthy.
You are. You are. I know these things.
And Drogar will turn and...
clang, clang, yeah. Clang.
And he'll walk by Kaz sharpening her knife and look at her and just give her a nod, and then he'll go into the back of the wagon.
Shortly after, I think Kaz will probably go to sleep too.
Everybody bend down?
I think so.
Yeah, I see you crawl in there, Drogar, and I'll... As I see everybody kind of gathering around by that distant light of the fire, mm-hmm. I'll get up and tuck my little scrap of paper in my bag. And then Winnie suddenly gets that nipping at your heels feeling mm-hmm. where there's like darkness behind you and you can see where you want to get to.
Yeah, you like running up the stairs after you turn off the kitchen light. Yeah. Yeah, run up the basement stairs. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Close the door behind you.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
And you.
That's why I get three-way switches.
And you feel like a little jostle as she like jumps up into the cart with like a little bit too much gusto and crawls over and just crawls up next to you. And just with the sound of the fire crackling, she just says, "It's not over. You're going to get to talk to that guy."
And you feel this big kind of exhale of energy, and you feel the big warm tail kind of wrap around you, snuggle you in. And Drogar will just be like,
"You've grown so much, Winnie. Sometimes I hardly recognize you, but I think that's just me being an old codger."
Is that a good thing?
Well, it depends on who you ask, but oh, mind not me, little one. I am old. My time for feeling and experiencing the world anew is long gone. Though I still learn many things and am amazed, and well, even just the javelin. I'd never thrown one and cast. Anyway, the point being, I don't want you to feel like I am stifling you in any way. And I know that perhaps Kaz, being a woman, better understands you, but I will say...
Okay.
That...
It's okay.
Yes. What I'm trying to say is I'm here for you, Winnie.
Okay. I mind you, you old badger. She curls up.
So fucking cute.
All right, then.
Long rest?
Yes, long rest. So we awaken.
Long rest.
Yeah, we awaken. The next day, yeah, you set up camp close to the hold itself. And as you awaken the next day, it's about as clear as it ever gets in Barovia. You can actually, the mists, of course, always obscure the sky. And looking out across the horizon, eventually you get to just that massive wall of fog at either end of the valley that just completely obscures it. But other than that, it's not quite so bad. The time is yours.
It tickles me every time you do like breath weapon for something pedestrian.
To the man with breath weapon, everything looks flammable.
That it does.
Drogar is making his morning porridge to the best of his ability without the cinnamon.
Without the cinnamon.
Just doesn't taste the same.
It's tough. It's you're roughing it.
It's more like gruel. It's less like oatmeal and it's more like gruel.
I'm picturing you cooking porridge right outside of the cart and Winnie's sitting on the back of the cart swinging her legs and eating it. And every time you turn around like to be like, huh? And she's like,
And he turns back around and she spits it out.
I don't think she would never be so mean as to spit it out, but she's like, yeah, that's really good, but it's so not the same.
Yeah. It's a good try.
Winnie, As soon as I get my hands on some cinnamon, I'm going to attempt to make some more Neverwinter toast.
Why do you like cinnamon so much?
Well, Winnie, somebody very important to me taught me the importance of adding cinnamon to dishes. In fact, she taught me how to cook. She taught me how to make just about everything that I've made for you.
Titania?
Yes. Have I mentioned her name?
Just one time.
Okay.
Silver.
Yes. Bright silver. Shining. She truly was an incredible person. But she had a real knack for cooking. She just... I don't know. She in all her travels... You see, she hails from the East. The Far East. And the cuisine is not like it is in El Terrell or Neverwinter or in Baldur's Gate. It's very different. It's very, well, it's very spicy. But once you get acquainted with the spices, the flavors that you taste are incredible. I wish I could have tasted more of her cooking.
How did you meet?
Well, I had a short stint of advisory to the Emperor of El Terrell.
That's crazy.
Yes, from the outside it would seem to be fancy and whatnot, but really I was more of just a friend. Hmm. You see, when you're in such a high position of power, it becomes overwhelming. The bureaucracy of it all, the demands, the movement of troops, the mustering of the watch, making sure the economy is in check. It's a lot for one person to take care of. And sure, there are confidants and advisors left and right, but you find yourself very lonely.
Did you like the Emperor? Was he nice?
He was a brilliant man. I wonder how he is. He must be 60, 70 now.
That's not very old. How long ago was it that you were doing that?
I did it in turn with working in the academy, in the university there. I would do the 7 on, 7 off, so to speak.
And you met Titania being the Emperor's friend?
Well, the Emperor had a big, extravagant party for his son's 4th birthday. And my job, as normal, was to sway the bureaucrats and the politicians out of the way so that the Emperor could breathe, so to speak.
How did you do that? Did you start telling them a story? Did you be like, one time I was sitting by the pond and I saw a fish and the fish saw me? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just kidding.
Finished, are we?
I'm just kidding.
Yes, I know I'm long-winded. Well, no, I would, being the advisor, I would create some sort of issue or situation that they couldn't deny. The Emperor's tired, he needs to go lay down now. Please, everybody, if you'll, out into the main throne room. The Emperor will take no more questions at this time. If you can please find your way into the main hall where dinner is being served. It became a talent of mine at some point. And when I began to spoke, they would all roll their eyes and begin to walk away. They knew that some excuse was coming, whether they could rebuttal to it or not. But he told me that night that a special guest was coming and that I would be interested in this guest. And, well, I...
You were interested in this guest.
I was, Winnie. Never in my 400 years had I seen anybody walk so tall, walk so proud. I could have swore that every eye in the room was on her. You would have swore that the very air ceased to move when she entered the room. I wonder if things had been different if... the fact remains she was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. And after that night, we would begin an accord of sorts.
Did you send letters? Did you go on walks?
Winnie, had I all the time in the world, I would not be able to impart to you the amount of things that we did together. Someone once told me, Winnie, that love is forever realizing that for the rest of your days, your heart will walk outside of your body.
That's scary.
Terrifying. But I will tell you, I would go back and do everything again.
Cool.
I will tell you more about it when we have more time, but for now, I'm going to need you to taste this one more time. I think I've really got it this time.
Okay, okay.
All right. Here we go.
Get out.
To get the 20?
It's a natural 20.
Get out. Oh.
Damn, what happens?
So you said about it again, Drogar, and as you go about it, you don't have the cinnamon, and it'll never be. You could roll a natural 30, and it would not be what it is without the cinnamon. But you're taken back to a fond memory, Drogar. Hmm. What's one of the fondest journeys that they went on together? Something quiet and serene, where, you know, just a little perfect trip that they went on. It could be by a lakeside. It could be whatever it is you imagine.
I think it was. I truly do think the memory was that he was trying to woo her. He's trying to be this fancy dragon. And I think that they're by this lake, mm-hmm. you know, or they're on this boat. They're like on this little boat on this little lake overlooking the castle, mm-hmm. and they're rowing, and Drogar stands up to give this grandiose thing, and he falls overboard and he falls into the water and he freaks the fuck out. And she's giggling and laughing the whole time because she thinks it's just adorable. And he crawls back in and he's like shivering and he's just like, and she leans in and she kisses him on the cheek.
Beautiful.
And I think it just like, I think his whole body just warms, right? Like the dragon heat just comes to his whole body.
That is a memory mayhaps you've visited many times.
Yeah.
But this time, something that usually is not part of the reminiscence comes to you. And that is as you got back to the shore and, you know, you get out and you're hiking the boat back up on the on the sand, and You can see in your mind's eye her staring sort of like just across the water, enjoying the shimmer. You know when the sun hits mm-hmm. gently rippling water just right?
The reflection of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she looks down at the shore, at the gently lapping waves, and there's a little bit of foam at the edge of the lake. And she looks down and is like, and gesturing to the bright, crisp, you know, lakeside bubbles made by the spilling shore. She's like, oh, that's what it looks like when the oatmeal's done. That bright, effervescent foam. And you remember that as you look down at your porridge.
That's what it looks like when the oatmeal's done.
And I think we call it there.
Good. What a sesh.
That's a good spot.
Wow, that was fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
Hell yeah. Oh.
Broadcast features Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Kay Devine Jones as Kaz, Ned Iannacone as Drogar, Tyler Cantor as Olaf, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM.
Expecto Patronus. Special shout-outs to some of our newest patrons, Angel Frost, McKenna St. Augustine, and Techno Waffle. Welcome to the party.
If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CriticalFailDM, Binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Strahdcast. Or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.